Space, let me repeat, is enormous. The average distance between stars out there is 20 million million miles. Even at speeds approaching those of light, these are fantastically challenging distances for any travelling individual. Of course, it is possible that alien beings travel billions of miles to amuse themselves by planting crop circles in Wiltshire, or frightening the daylights out of some poor guy in a pickup truck on a lonely road in Arizona. They must have been teenagers, after all. But it does seem unlikely. Still, statistically, the probability that there are other thinking beings out there is good. Nobody knows how many stars there are in the Milky Way. Estimates range from 100 billion or so to perhaps 400 billion. And the Milky Way is just one of 140 billion or so other galaxies, many of them even larger than ours. In the 1960s, a professor at Cornell named Frank Drake, excited by such whopping numbers, worked out a famous equation designed to calculate the chances of advanced life in the cosmos based on a series of diminishing probabilities. Under Drake's equation, you divide the number of stars in a selected portion of the universe by the number of stars that are likely to have planetary systems. Divide that by the number of planetary systems that could theoretically support life. Divide that by the number on which life, having arisen, advances to a state of intelligence, and so on. At each such division, the number shrinks colossally. Yet even with the most conservative inputs, the number of advanced civilizations just in the Milky Way always works out to be somewhere in the millions. What an interesting and exciting thought. We may be only one of millions of advanced civilizations. Unfortunately, space being spacious, the average distance between any two of these civilizations is reckoned to be at least 200 light-years, which is a great deal more than merely saying it makes it sound. It means, for a start, that even if these beings know we are here, and are somehow able to see us in their telescopes, they're watching light that left Earth 200 years ago. So they're not seeing you and me. They're watching the French Revolution, and Thomas Jefferson, and people in silk stockings and powdered wigs, people who don't know what an atom is, or a gene, and who make their electricity by rubbing a rod of amber with a piece of fur, and think that's quite a trick. Any message we receive from them is likely to begin, "Dear Sire," and congratulate us on the handsomeness of our horses and our mastery of whale oil. 200 light-years is a distance so far beyond us as to be, well, just beyond us. So even if we are not really alone, in all practical terms, we are. Carl Sagan calculated the number of probable planets in the universe at large at 10 billion trillion, a number vastly beyond imagining. But what is equally beyond imagining is the amount of space through which they are lightly scattered. If we were randomly inserted into the universe, Sagan wrote, the chances that you would be on or near a planet would be less than 1 in a billion trillion trillion, that's 10^33, or a 1 followed by 33 zeros. Worlds are precious. Which is why perhaps it is good news that in February 1999 the International Astronomical Union ruled officially that Pluto is a planet. The universe is a big and lonely place. We can do with all the neighbours we can get.